step two to healing essentials is the decision. So we've defined our why that gave us the anchor to give us the motivation and that secured ability to make the decision. As you know, making the decision to do such a life change, to do such a commitment with yourself, to decide to be your own best friend as you go through this life's journey, and to make the decisions that are best for you, that is hard. And that is something a lot of people never end up doing in this lifetime. So I am so proud of you to getting to making the decision. And again, same as with the why, this decision is not allowed to be a surface decision. I am sure we have all been there where we have decided to go on a diet. And that diet lasted 3 weeks, maybe 6 months, maybe 3 years. But then we fell off. The decision was there to serve a short-term purpose. The decision I am talking about, the healing essential, is the decision to be committed to yourself for the highest good of your mind, your body, and your soul. So when we look at this within a diet, it is okay to have a flexibility. For example, in my freedom diets, the goal is to have the body in a healing state and for the client to have full control and understanding by the end of the program to be able to plan out months, years, and to keep the body in a healing state without feeling restricted, without feeling isolated, without feeling they have no control or like they cannot be social. The decision wasn't to do a diet for X amount of weeks. That was the surface decision. The real decision was, I am going to take this time to learn about myself, to learn about my triggers, to learn about the foods, to learn about how my body reacts to foods, reacts to stress. I am going to learn and become the best friend of myself so that way I may feel good all of the time. So that way I can look at every situation and make the decision for myself, what is best for me in that moment. Some moments it may be, it's okay to relax and have something that you may not normally have. Or maybe in that moment, you know the best decision for yourself and your goals and how you feel is to say no. But when you say no, you're doing that with pride and with confidence. You're not feeling deprived or isolated or like you have to. Are you understanding the difference between the decision I'm talking about right now? Anybody can mind over matter a wheat cleanse, maybe 3 months of a low FODMAP diet. They can mind over matter for a period of time. They've made a decision to commit to see how a diet worked. The decision I'm asking you to find inside of you is the decision to be the awareness in every situation, to make the best choice for your overall well-being, for the goal that is endless. So the goal here in this decision is not to make it 3 months. It is to live a healthy and happy life for as long as possible. Please journal about this decision. Journal about the differences of the decisions you've made and how the decisions you have made previously are different than the decision you are making right now that is part of the healing essentials. It is essential for a healing journey to find your deep-rooted decisions, confidence, self-worth, understanding of yourself, to take on all of life's curveballs. Life has thousands of them, and that's, I'm not telling you anything new because you have been there and you have done that. I'm now speaking in ways that gets you rooted so deep in yourself, in your being, in your awareness, that you're unshakable. Congratulations for making it to the decision.